Robert, thanks for coming here today.
Great to be here, Chris.
I understand that you've raised money for various charities. So, how do you decide which charities to support?
As the cycling team was formed a year or two after the tsunami in 2011, we thought it would be fitting to raise some money for Tohoku Relief. What we've tried to do is ensure that the charities we support can offer a sustainable project. In other words, not just a one-off, let's use the money to buy some water and food, but also to see that this money is going to be used to develop or to recover in some way from the disaster. But our focus is moving away from Tohoku this year, and we'll be supporting children alone this year through a children's charity. And we feel that that will offer us more scope to raise more money, because obviously children tug on the heartstrings. But also it's because we're going to support children in children's homes in Japan that are abused, neglected, or orphaned.
Now, some people might argue that an industrialized, wealthy country shouldn't need charities. What do you think about that?
Certainly, when I ask my friends in England to sponsor me to ride 500 kilometers to raise money for a children's home or somebody to rebuild the homes in Tohoku, the first reaction is, well, Japan is one of the wealthiest nations on earth. What do you need my money for? But like any government, small or large, they have to prioritize where they put their money. It's up to the government as to how they prioritize their budget.
Do you think enough is being done to promote cycling lanes or cycle safety in Japan?
Well, Japan, of course, is very, very famous for cycling. There's an awful lot of people that do cycle. But one thing that really worries me as a daily commuter on a bicycle is the lack of cycling proficiency. And in my country, in the UK, it's illegal to cycle on the sidewalk, or pavement as we call it. So that was a surprise to me. Recently, I've seen a few more bicycle lanes come up in Tokyo, but literally, they are only 500 meters long. That's not going to help anybody to be safer on the roads or on the pavements. But with the Olympics coming up, I am hopeful that that more focus will be given to cyclists.
What do you think the general attitude toward charities is in Japan?
I've certainly found that it's been much easier for us to raise money by asking foreign companies in Japan than Japanese. But it may not be the fact that Japanese are not charitable. It's just that there's a lot more red tape and discussion and decisions that take longer to be made than in foreign companies. Also, I think the general attitude towards fundraising is different. Foreigners will go and ride a bike or run a marathon, and that is sufficient for their friends to sponsor and support them for whatever cause they choose. Whereas in Japan, it's probably not considered necessary to do anything of an endurance nature to ask for a charitable donation.
Well, that was really inspiring, Robert. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Questions. Number 26. What is Robert's opinion regarding the role of charities in Japan? Number 27. What is one thing Robert mentions about raising money in Japan?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.